It is not meant to be this way. So much division, so much hatred, so much, backbiting and bickering and working against one another, holding whatever it is that divides us as greater than whatever it is that divide or unites us, twisting the truth on all sides to enhance that division instead of bringing unity. That which causes this ultimately is sin, and the world was not meant to be that way. The world was meant to be much, much different. And yet, for the Catholic faith, for the one true faith, we recognize that government has always had a place. Before sin, after sin, before the fall, after the fall. A little bit of theology, I hope it's not too much, but government is natural. For some of our Protestant brothers and sisters, they see government as something that is purely because of the sinful world. We need government to control us because of our sin. Well, ultimately, we believe we are meant to be an organized people, one people, and that government, even without the fall, would be necessary to help build roads and maintain infrastructure and all of that kind of stuff. The government is not seen as something contrary to our nature. It's actually part of who we are as a people that desire to build community. And in that way, we are called by our God, by our Creator, to see in our government, as difficult as it may be at times, to see in our government an image, a foreshadowing of the kingdom of God. Now, just as much as we look at one another and we have difficulty seeing the kingdom of God in one another and in ourselves, for the times that we look in the mirror and see that we aren't the perfection of what we are called to be, you and I, that we recognize that our government is meant to, our nation is meant to be a foreshadowing of that. We give thanks today for our nation, for our independence, for our freedom to be able to grow in our capacity to be the children of God that we are meant to be. For that is what our Constitution is meant to set out, I believe, the freedom to be who we are called to be. And through that, we see in those around us a foreshadowing of the kingdom of God. Let us both celebrate and pray for our nation today, both recognizing that it is good, but also that it can be better. Same can be said for all of us. We are good, but we are called to be better. It's that tension in between. We pray for all of our leaders today and our participation in that. Let us all grow in thanksgiving for what we have received and for what we are called to do.